Yo, what's up, my bitches? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought,
the only show on the internet.
What's up, faces I'd like to fuck?
Oh, that is rude. My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we're going to do a cast now.
Yes.
Orion, I was at the gas station today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my car. I was getting ready to leave.
Okay.
And a man came up to me. And he was a black man.
Oh no! Was it that one black man that asked you for money?
That was a white man.
Ride?
That was a white man. If it was a black man, I would have specified because I'm racist.
Okay.
No, it was a white man. No, this time it was a black man, and he was holding a gas can, and he got me to roll my window down, and he asked me for monies, and I told him I didn't have any, which was technically true. He said he ran out of gas, and his car was across the street. And I told him I wasn't going to give him any money. I felt a little bad because he was holding the gas can. So, I mean, he was probably trying to get gas. So he could have been telling the truth, you know, oh man, I fucking broke down, you know, or whatever.
He should know he's black. He shouldn't ask for any help because people will assume he's trying to screw you out of your money.
Do you know what I said to him when he came up to my car when I first rolled my window down?
What was that?
What's up, my
N-word? Yeah, I bet. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then when he asked me for money, I said,
get out of my face, N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And after then, you left, you were like,
and then
I should have said that.
He protested. He was like,
I'm half Negro.
I'm only half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just told that story because I wanted to play those clips because I'm excited because I found a way to play
finally
clips like fairly easily.
You're so silly.
I don't have a lot of them saved up and most of them I have no good reason to play. Like this one, I figure I could play if we start talking about gay things.
Mm-hmm.
I love kissing boys and you love that as well.
I remember that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I have these.
Hey, I am not retarded.
Yeah, I love that.
I love this one, and I've never used it for anything.
Are you aware of the lengths to which the mentally retarded will go to disguise their inadequacies?
I want that as a ringtone.
I feel like that one could be used all the time.
I know.
Like the podcast could just be like us playing that clip over and over and over, like reading headlines and then playing that clip.
Yeah. I'm going to interrupt you, but I don't know if I mentioned this, but have you, well, you haven't watched TV. They have ads out there talking
about retarded?
Basically saying you shouldn't use the word retarded.
Oh, yeah.
It's not okay anymore. You should use mentally challenged. I don't know.
It's just like those ads they had a while back for, I guess, against the word gay.
Yeah.
Like, don't say gay when you mean bad things with like Hillary Duff.
Jesus.
She's wandering through some high school hallway and hears somebody say gay. Don't say gay when you mean bad things. Don't say gay when you mean stupid.
We've targeted all the teenage girls.
Well, wait. If you're having this conversation with me, that means you understood what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if I told you that it was gay that I had to stay after school, it's clear that it's old territory. But it's the same thing with retarded. Like. Yeah. I guess it's a little different because if you're calling someone retarded, you sort of are calling them retarded.
Yeah.
You know, like it kind of does mean the same thing. And I guess the issue there is that, hey, being retarded isn't a bad thing, but it is. But it 100% is. If you're a parent of a retarded child and somebody asks you if you could flip a switch and your kid would not be retarded, or if you could go back in time and do something different and your kid would not be retarded, would you do it? And you say no, then you're a horrible, horrible person because you are saying that you would intentionally make your child retarded because you like them better that way.
Yeah. They're special. I wouldn't change a thing.
You're either lying because you think
plan.
It's the right thing to say, or you're just a terrible person.
Yeah, but I have friends that are using the word retard.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're such a retard.
Ah, and they're saying it kind of like an old man would say it.
I'm like, what? And they're like, I'm combating, you know, that whole campaign on television. I'm not saying retarded. I'm saying retard.
I'm pretty sure that counts. I don't think that they would hear you saying retard and be like, oh, I guess that's different.
I didn't hear retarded. He's okay in my book.
God, why did we limit it to just retarded? We are so retarded. Why did we do that?
Jesus.
Oh, we totally fucked ourselves on that one.
Yeah.
Are you mentally retarded?
Yes, apparently we are. I'm so excited that I can play clips now.
Yeah.
I don't have very many of them though. And like when I listen to the radio and stuff and they play clips, mm-hmm. it's because they've gathered them up over time, like for the, like they played a video or something and it had a hilarious clip in it and they clipped it out and then they use it later. It's like an inside joke almost. But the clips that I do have aren't like that.
Yeah,
they have no context. Like,
what's up, my N-word?
Yeah. Nobody knows why I have that clip or where it came from.
Yeah,
get just, out of my face, N-word.
It's just great, man.
I just like it. Yeah. It was a speech. This little black kid was giving a speech about anti-prejudice or whatever. And those were kind of him quoting mean people.
Yeah.
But I love a little black boy's voice saying,
get out of my face, N-word.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the best thing.
Like it's an intro to some song, you know? Get out of my face, N-word.
Hey, little black man, did you know that the only thing I took from your speech was,
get out of my face, N-word.
Does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay. All right.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
So I've been having a bit of financial trouble lately.
No. Yeah.
It all sort of started to pile up and blow up just over the last couple weeks or so. And so for a while, I think people know, but maybe you've forgotten or maybe somebody new is listening. I am being garnished.
Mm-hmm.
So to pay an old credit card debt, there's been like a court order that my work now just gives away 25% of my paycheck to this collection agency.
That's a big chunk, yeah.
It's a huge
fucking chunk. It's a fourth
chunk
of like your work week.
Yeah.
It's like you're working a couple days.
It's insane, yeah. And so I was doing okay, but it just sort of slides.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I need more money. So I've been thinking for a while about asking for a raise.
Oh, no.
And it's
no,
the,
dude.
No. It's the worst feeling, like just the anxiety. Like I've been thinking about it for a long time and like working it over in my head. You know, like I trying to convince myself that I'm worth it. And I think I am, actually.
No, Kyle. God damn it.
What?
If there was a reason, like you've talked to coworkers and they're like, dude, I asked for a raise and I got one. Then I'd see, you know, maybe this could work.
So you think I should not ask for a raise?
Fuck no.
Why?
Oh. What do you think they're going to say? I mean, they're going to hear that and think, oh, fuck, get me out of this room. Just go away.
No, that's how I'm going to feel. I don't know if that's how they're going to feel.
They're going
to... Like, what do you think they're going to do? Pull a lever and drop me through a trap door, like, just to get out of it?
It's like walking up to them and saying, hey, I have cancer. And you just stare at them blankly.
No, it's not at all. I work there. I have worked there for 5 years now. I do a job that it would be difficult to replace me. It would be difficult for them to find somebody else to
That's
do my
true.
Job. It would take a lot of training. We use a software that nobody uses for anything. Like nobody's going to come in to the company knowing how to use it.
Yeah.
And I have done a lot of things that are kind of above and beyond the call of duty.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that I am worth more money. And I...
Oh, absolutely. But...
Roommate John was telling me about a position at that pays more money than I make.
Yeah.
And it's an entry-level position in phone center. Like just, you know, doing like phone customer service for bank.
If John can do it, yeah. I mean, I'm just kidding.
I maybe shouldn't have mentioned bank. I might have to censor those both times.
Just, yeah.
But anyway,
I would.
John works for a bank. But yeah, so...
I really don't think they'd give a shit.
What do you think would happen? Run me through what's going on in your head. What do you think would happen if I walked into the room with my boss and said, I've been thinking about asking for a raise?
It'd be like you, in my head, it'd be like you saying, hey, I have cancer. And they'd be like, oh, awkward. I want to get out of here. So they would give you some speech as to like, well, this, it's not up to me. I'm not in charge of that. I'll have to talk to so-and-so and they'll get back to you, you know, just to get you out of their hair. Cause
they don't
give a shit. I know they don't.
Well, I asked,
what?
Yeah, so,
you son of a bitch.
Joke's on you. I already did.
Oh God.
I asked today. And
how did it go?
I sort of, it's sort of confusing. I kind of have two immediate bosses, and I never know who I need to report to for what. So I went to one of them.
That was one of my concerns. That's why they would pass it along. Like, oh, I'll give it to so-and-so higher up because there's two of them. Yeah.
I went to one of them and I said, hey, I hesitate to even ask this, but who would I need to talk to if I wanted to talk about getting a raise?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, me and the other guy.
Yeah.
So she said, you can talk to both of us. And so she went and she grabbed him and we went off into the little cafeteria break room area. We sat down at a table and she basically, I didn't really have to say anything. She basically sold me to him both kind of agreed that it made sense that it was time and said that they were going to talk to, there is a higher up guy they have to talk to, but they said they were going to talk to him and get back to me on Monday.
Oh, they better.
So it sounds to me like I'm almost definitely going to get a raise. I don't know if I'm going to get what I want because they didn't actually ask how much I wanted. Yeah. So I'm a little
anything's
concerned.
Anything's better than what you're making now. But
true, but what I actually want to ask for is like $2.50 an hour, more than what I currently make, which isn't insane amount. Isn't an insane amount of money, but it's kind of big for a raise for an hourly rate, like a single raise. But I based that on the fact that the job John was telling me about, that's just this entry level, you know, position pays more than my current position.
And it's right there. Yeah.
And and on the fact that I went around like some salary comparison websites looking into jobs that were similar to mine and the median average, you know, pay rate for people who do what I do seems to be between like, I don't know if I should mention actually the rate itself. I don't know why I don't think I should mention that, but it's more than what I make.
That's fair.
The median is actually more than what I'm even asking for.
Wow.
If I get a chance to ask. But what I'm a little concerned about now though, is that they're going to go to that guy. They're going to talk to him. They're going to get back to me on Monday and he's going to be like, we'll give you an extra 50 cents.
Yeah.
An hour. Like he's already decided and I won't get a chance to plead my case.
Oh.
Which would be better than nothing.
Yeah. I wouldn't go any further after that. If they give you any kind of raise, shut the fuck up. Just be happy. And then they'll remember that maybe later if you're still with the company and you don't quit and go work where John's working. But
I'm a little surprised that you are so against asking for a raise.
Holy shit.
That's the way the adult world works, which is hard for me to wrap my head around, but that's the way like real jobs work. Like, not real jobs because that's condescending, but you know what I mean? Like office jobs, things like that. Like you ask for a fucking raise. It happens all the time.
I guess I don't know that aspect of the workforce because I work in retail, but my uncle is like a super business minded guy and he doesn't give a fuck. Like people come around and say, hey, do you want to donate some money for Kids Day? And he tells them to fuck off. He doesn't give a shit.
Well,
and he's a business minded person, but your bosses, I don't know if they're the same type of person. That seems to be more of the higher ups, you know?
Yeah.
So they can do what they can, but they get to the higher up and they don't give a fuck. You want a raise? Fuck you. You're lucky you have a job. Times are tough, you know?
Right.
That's just how I would expect it to be.
But the thing is, like I was saying, my job would be hard to fill. If they said, fuck you, you have a job, be thankful that you have a job. Yeah. And I said, well, this other job pays more.
You would call their bluff for sure, but
this other job pays more. Yeah. It's an entry-level position. I know somebody at the company. I could just... I don't want to leave. I like this company, but I could just go there. And then what are they going to, you know, like it's not like I do something that any fucking buddy could do. Like you could just bring anybody in and plug them in. Cause then yes, I'd be an idiot to ask for a raise. Cause that's just like, okay, we got to find a reason to push this guy out cause he's causing trouble. But I genuinely think I'm worth it. And I think the reason I'm making what I make now is cause the position I hired into the company at was like an entry level position that anybody could do. So what I started at was a pay for that job.
Yeah.
But I have since moved on and haven't quite been compensated adequately.
Oh, totally.
For what I'm currently
doing. I totally
agree
that you should be making more.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know how they work. Yeah.
And I'm 28. I'll be 29 in October.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn man. As much as I hate to admit it sometimes, I am a goddamn man. And what I'm currently making isn't bad. But it's not an adult wage.
No way.
It's like, it'd be a really good wage for a kid just out of high school. Like an awesome wage for a kid just out of high school.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Like I'm not making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making what I should be. Like, even if I wasn't being garnished, I would only be getting by comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't really have extra money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I asked for a raise.
Oh, man.
So there.
I hope they get back to you, and I hope it goes well, because, fuck, man, they took you into a cafeteria, sat you down, and really boosted up your hopes, you know?
Well,
you
yeah.
You don't do that to people if you know it can't happen.
They both seemed receptive. My female boss, like I said, talked to me. Like, I thought I was going to have to make like a little presentation and explain why I felt that I deserved a raise.
Yeah.
But she just sat there and she did it all for me. She's
awesome.
Like, yeah, he's like revolutionized the way this job is done.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's really taking it to the next level. And like, I didn't even have to open my mouth. I just had to nod.
That's awesome.
So I feel pretty good about it.
I really think if you quit, at some point they'd have to get by, you know, they'd hire someone new in or something. But for the time in between that and you quitting, shit would definitely get stirred up. It would be a little chaotic. I know it.
Yeah, it would. It would be a giant pain in their ass.
Are you still in the middle of that big project?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's a little too inside, though, because I don't want to talk like that in depth about what I do or whatever. But
yeah.
But yeah, so I thought that was, I don't know, that was kind of interesting just because.
Ballsy.
I had been thinking about it for months.
Yeah.
And I couldn't make myself do it. You know, it's so like, and people would say to me, if I brought it up, they'd say, you know, well, what's the worst that could happen? Like, what are they going to do? Say no?
That's true. Yeah.
But that's not really the worst that could happen. I mean, the worst that could happen is that they find some reason to fire me.
Yeah.
You know, that they essentially call my bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And see you later.
We don't like his attitude. Let's find a way to fire his ass.
Even if they didn't do that, though, it could still get worse. It could kind of foster a sort of animosity. If the person that I was asking for a raise from was kind of an asshole, like you were sort of predicting, it could be like, hey, you have a job. You should be thankful you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you would ask for a raise. That's, you know, they could be offended that I asked.
Yeah.
And it could just kind of make them dislike me, you know, and that could be uncomfortable in the workplace. It's not like the worst thing that could happen is they'd politely decline.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of this thing. I was reading on Reddit the other day. Somebody posted something, I don't remember, and then somebody commented on it and they said that, they were talking about psychedelic drugs. They were talking about, describe an experience you had with psychedelic drugs that gave you an epiphany, like a life-changing epiphany.
Yeah.
And one of the people said that when he was tripping on LSD or whatever, he came to the conclusion that, you know, his life is in his control. He makes the decisions, you know, like he can do anything he wants. And that's scary to him to admit, because it's easier to believe that the rest of the world is controlling him or whatever, you know, like I can't help it. This is just the way things are.
Yeah.
And I thought that was sort of bullshit because, yes, technically it's true. Any decision is yours to make. Like, I could decide right now to jump out the fucking window, or I could decide tomorrow to quit my job, or, you know, I could decide to light my car on fire. Yeah, I can decide all those things, but there are consequences to all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're acting like that. It's a nice sentiment to say, you know, your life is in your hands. You need to take control of it. But like, if I was just miserable at work, which is just an example, I'm not miserable at work, but if I was, I can't just say, okay, I'm sick of being miserable at work, I'm going to quit.
Yeah, you can't.
And I'm just going to go do what I want to do. You can't do that, because what I want to do is masturbate and sleep. I can't get paid doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm being garnished and I have a car payment and a full coverage insurance payment and rent to pay. You know, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's absurd to tell me that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really obnoxious when people say shit like that, because I know the people saying shit like that are people who aren't tied down by anything. They don't have any debts. They don't have anybody that they're responsible to.
Yeah.
They could pack up and travel across the country because they don't have shit going on.
Some people do that. Yeah. I have friends that, and you know them, they go through so many jobs, it's fucking silly. They really gamble with shit. If they're not happy with the job, they quit and apply for others. And they happen to get jobs afterwards. And if they're not happy with that, so on. The same with their living situation. If they're not happy with their apartment, they're like, fuck you, we're moving. And they always happen to get new places. And it's like, I've talked to them, like, you're really fucking ballsy, man.
Yeah.
What if it didn't work out? Well, it has, so.
Yeah. That's what I think it is. I think it's people like that who the things have worked out for. Their circumstances are very free and they can do what they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so then they go around telling people, you just got to take control of your life, man. You just got to decide. You got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm only going to do what I want to do. I'm only going to do what makes me happy. Well, like I just said, what makes me happy is masturbating and sleeping and watching movies on the internet, and all that shit has to be paid for. I have to have a place to sleep and masturbate because I'm not comfortable with doing it in public, you know, under an overpass downtown or something. And I can't watch movies on the internet without paying for the internet.
Yep.
So, yeah.
There's consequences. Yeah. I totally get what you're saying. Shit.
There's a fucking fruit fly flying around in here.
I almost ate it. Yeah.
I wish you did, because then it'd be gone.
I'll try next time.
Yeah. Just open up wider.
Okay.
So what's going on with you? I've kind of boringly prattled on about what's going on with me.
Not a whole lot going on since I have baby, and baby's being baby. But I had this idea because there's a lot of memes out there, and I like memes, you know, they crack me up.
Sure, who doesn't?
Yeah, they're great. And I've always thought I want to make my own, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if this would be a meme, but I was inspired the other day and I wanted to take every lesbian kissing photo I could find.
Uh-huh.
Like two chicks making out. And you can see their tongues. They're wet, you know?
Okay.
Touching. I would Photoshop out their tongues and replace it with dicks, like wet, shiny,
dicks.
Lubed up dicks.
Yeah.
Kind of just touching, but coming out of their mouths.
Uh-huh.
Like they're opening their tender lips and there's a little ball sack right there and a dick coming out that should be their tongue, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm picturing a sunset in the background.
I don't know what, because memes tend to have like a message, you know, a common themed message, but there wouldn't really be one for that. It would just be, I don't know, maybe just a personal thing.
Okay. Would it just be this picture of a bunch of different pictures of lesbians making out with dicks instead of tongues?
Yeah.
And that's all it would be? It's just a series? That doesn't sound so much like a meme.
That wouldn't catch on.
Yeah. At least not in the traditional sense of like, you know, Courage Wolf and that kind of crap.
Yeah.
It sounds more like one of those bizarre fetish websites that look kind of like they were made for GeoCities.
Yeah.
Like, I know I stumbled upon one once that had women that were Photoshopped to be quadrupeds.
Or
kind of like centaurs.
Yeah.
But instead of a horse body, they just had four human legs. Because like what they would do is they would take a woman standing up, take another picture of her like in almost a doggy style bent over position, and then Photoshop the two together.
Oh,
so
no.
It was like her ass turned into another torso with another ass.
Yeah.
I saw I think on that same website, the chicks had six boobs.
Yeah.
Like it was sort of a weird animal fetish, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
Like something you would like stumble upon thing. And be like, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then show it to all your friends. And it would be funny, but it's not quite the same. Like it needs to have a name.
Mm-hmm.
Like Courage Wolf or Socially Awkward Penguin. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
And B, it needs to have like a caption. Like not a caption, but it needs to be able to be recaptioned over and over and over again by morons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of what kind of caption you could put on two lesbians making out
about
dicks
it.
For tongues.
It just wouldn't work. Ugh. But anyway, well, speaking of memes, like what's your favorite that's ever been created?
I don't know. I'm sort of over them at this point.
Oh, like, man. They seem to get better and better.
They're not bad or anything. They're not. It's not that they're
not. They get old quick, but there's always new ones out there.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Courage Wolf was funny at first.
Yeah.
But the problem is that they're formulaic. Mm-hmm. So after a certain point, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, I know the punchline before I even look at the image, you know? Oh, that penguin is socially awkward. Yeah, he did it again, that damn penguin, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why they're like... They were funny. It's kind of like the Chuck Norris thing. Chuck Norris facts or whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny at first. But once you read like the 90th one, it's like, okay, I get it.
Shut
like
up.
Chuck Norris is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
He's got a beard. Ha ha, look at that guy. You know, so it's...
Yeah.
It just gets old. It's like playing like your favorite song over and over and over and over and over on loop. Eventually, it's going to get old.
My favorite is... I don't know if it'll ever get old because it just hits home so much. It's the look at all the fucks I give.
Yeah.
Meme. Oh, man.
I do like the picture of that angry baby. You know the one I'm talking about? Like he's holding his fist up and looking angry at the camera.
Yeah.
I like that guy. That's a good kid. That.
Oh, man. But what else with me? I wanted to bring this up, and you might hate me for it.
Okay, probably will.
But my brother made a song the other day.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this before the show. Go on.
He was a part of, he's always been a part of like these bands that suck, man. They're like really heavy, which is fine. I'm fine with heavy metal. But you listen to them, and it's just like, you know right away, they'll never get a fucking gig. They'll never get a, you know, a CD out, a record label. They'll never get signed. They just play at bars, and people love them because they know it's like, hey, they're my friends. I love them.
Right.
All these bands he's been in, but he has such potential. So I always was like hoping he'd just break off and do his own thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if this is accurate. I don't know how your brother would feel if he heard me say this.
Yeah.
But I've always got the impression that he kind of stumbled in and out of bands just because he likes to play music. And these are who's around that he can play with.
It's limited. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's like, these guys need a bassist. Fuck it. I want to play bass. So here
Sign
I go.
Me up.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Because it is like the last band, from what I knew of them, they were just a bunch of dumbasses that like to drink.
Yeah.
And that's like all, they were just like a bunch of like whatever the Michigan equivalent of a hillbilly is that like to drink and wear like shirts with the sleeves torn off.
Yeah.
And
that's like, it's so limited.
He doesn't give me the impression that that's what he is.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Like, but it just doesn't fit. Yeah. So we finally...
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So I don't want to get too much into it, but I heard his latest band, they were kind of being dicks to him. So he broke it off. He's like, I don't want to be in the band anymore. I'm going to start my own thing, you know? And he hooked up with a friend who has a studio and recorded a CD, just some bullshit stuff he had written down. And he plays acoustic, I guess. I've only heard one song that's on SoundCloud, but it really, like, I have to assure the listeners that just because he's my brother, that doesn't mean that I automatically like it. And when I praise it, it's like, oh, he's your brother. You know, this really took me back. I was listening to it and I was like, oh shit, the motherfucker put the wrong link up. This is somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening and I'm like, wait a minute. No, is that him? Holy shit. It floored me. And it's not like a super great fucking song, super epic, but it's impressive considering, you know, it's my brother.
Is it called Halloween Song?
Yes. So if you don't mind, play it. I'd like to...
I was going
to
ask if I could, because I haven't heard it and I want to hear it. And now's as good a time as any.
Sounds good.
What if I hate it and I say mean things about it?
If you hate it, tell me, because I'm curious what people think about
it. I doubt I will, by the way, you were just talking about it.
Candy corn and lollipops, Snickers bars and lemon drops, little kids and lots of cops. It must be Halloween. Fake blood and skimpy skirts, all the flashlights and ripped up t-shirts. Party time, it's excellent. It must be Halloween.
Party time, it's excellent.
Yeah.
So grab your kids and a knife. Get your husband or your wife. Gather around.
Did he say celebrate. Grab your kids and a knife?
Yeah.
It's not too late. Save the seeds, we'll cook them up. Get the candy, hurry up, because it's Halloween. And there's the full moon shining, Luna's calling out to thee. So don't go running, it's not a real zombie.
It's not a real zombie, Kyle.
It's just a guy in a suit with some caramel on his fruit. They There's no need to be scared, even if you're unprepared. Pour some cider in your rum, mellow out and have some fun. For crying out loud, it's Halloween.
I like it. It's not supposed to not be funny, is it? Like, I don't think it's supposed to be funny.
He's got a sense of humor. I think he kind of throws, you know, my brother shit. For anyone that doesn't know, yeah, he's like funnier than I am. The shit that comes out of his mouth. He's always joking around, you know.
So. Well, the reason I ask is because I wasn't laughing at it because I was like, that lyric is stupid. Yeah, why would you write? But like, it's not a real zombie is a pretty funny thing to say. Don't worry, it's not a real zombie.
Don't worry.
Or grab your kid and a knife. I get that he was talking about carving pumpkins, but grab your kid and a knife.
Yeah.
Grab your kid and a knife is just that'd be a great thing to say to anybody who has a kid at any time for any reason. Oh, Ryan, grab your kid and a knife. We got shit to do.
Yeah. I don't think it was meant to be like laugh out loud hilarious, but he throws a little humor. I know of one other song, like the theme. It's about something about Jesus and rocking and rolling and kicking down the pearly gates, you know, and God, what else? Something humorous, you know, like going into heaven and telling them they need rock and roll. I don't know.
They do.
I could be wrong.
They do need rock
and roll. Because I haven't heard the song. He's only put this up, but
heaven is all fucked up. Because they don't have rock and roll up there. It's banned. And all they get to listen to is Kenny G and elevator music and smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all just sitting around going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like old people. That's a common misconception about old people is that as you age, your mind deteriorates. And that's why people get dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff. That's not true. The truth is listening to all that smooth jazz rots your brain.
Yeah.
So eventually, you just get all fucked up in the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people, when they get really old, are still fine. They live to be like 100 and they're out jogging and like having intelligent conversations.
Yep.
It's because they don't listen to that shit music grandpa listens to.
They're listening to rock and roll. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is the lifeblood of the elderly. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. But I like it. I like it. I've always thought your brother was pretty good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think... didn't you say he made more, but like that's the only one that's online, but he made like a CD's worth of songs?
He's got a full CD's worth, yeah. He only put that up so
far. I'd like to hear more of it.
Yeah, same here. Shit.
If I remember, and I will try to, I will throw the link up to that in the forum in case anybody wants to listen to it again. What's your brother's name?
Steven Brower.
Steve Brower.
He goes by Steve,
yeah. Little Stevie Brower.
Yeah.
I'm sure he loves to be called Little Stevie.
Which is my dad's name, so he goes by, he wants his like solo... label to be SBJR, like Steve Brower Jr.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You told me about that because
I'm
you
not
said
digging it, man.
He sort of mentioned like maybe having you do a logo or something.
Yeah.
And that's what he said he wanted to call himself was SBJR for his little like kind of the band name for his solo act.
And he's sold on it, so it's going to be hard to, but I'm like, I'm not digging it. Because in the hometown where we're from, he is known as Brower.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who goes by his last name.
Brower, dude! You know? It's you! We're buddies! You know? So everywhere he goes, hey, Brower! So if it just went by Brower, or if you just went by Brower as an act.
I think that works, but just Brower, I think works really well. I think it's kind of succinct. It's it's relatively short. It's easy to say. Yep. It's easy to remember. It's different enough, like it's not like Johnson. I think that would work really well, but I guess he's sold on SBJR.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
SBJR. I don't know.
Yeah,
reminds me of SR71.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Kyle.
What?
The SR71.
SR71.
What the fuck was that song?
Oh God, I don't know. They had like one.
I remember hating it because we were in our like punk rock stage, you know, and then this came out and we were like fucking sellouts. This pop punk shit.
I kind of liked it, but they only had the one decent song. They had one hit, and then I think I looked them up at some point and the rest of their songs were like meh.
I can't even.
And even that one, it wasn't amazing, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
I kind of felt the same way about that song as I did about God, what was that band? I can't think of the name of the band, but they had that song that goes
how's it go?
Oh God. Now I won't be able to think of it. They have two like major songs. One, the one that I can think of right now, which is not the one I was thinking of, goes like, you make me come.
Oh, Jesus.
You make me complete.
Lit.
Yeah, yeah, Lit. That's the band. Lit, yeah. Yeah. They had like the one song that I kind of liked. And it was on all the time, so it got overplayed and I kind of lost interest. But yeah. What was that? How did that song go? You know the one I'm talking about? Not that one that I was just singing.
Like
but,
the hit that was yeah, played?
Yeah, something about a lit cigarette.
Yeah.
Like it's about him waking up after getting blackout drunk and apologizing to his girlfriend for saying horrible things.
I can't imagine.
So I could really relate to it now, actually way better than I could back then.
Yeah. Fuck, how did that go? It's driving me nuts.
Please tell me why the car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on. Yeah. Yeah. Came in through the window last night and you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
That was a good song. Good hit.
Yeah. We should sing the rest of it. I don't know the rest of it.
I don't know what was said or what.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me. Please tell me why. Yeah, now we're back to where we started.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's just sing on.
You know what I was thinking the other day, and this is very important. Everybody needs to know this.
Oh, Jesus.
I was sitting at work. And I was thinking about Oreos because, you know,
hey, it happens.
It comes up and it didn't really come up. I don't know why I was thinking about it, but I was thinking about Oreos and I was thinking that the package that they come in is really underwhelming. And I have a better idea for Oreo packaging.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
I think Oreos should come in like a slender version of like a Pringles can.
Yeah.
It's perfect. They're the perfect shape for it. They're even better than Pringles. A Pringles can is round and these, like, you know, it's a circle and these Pringles, they're this fucking oblong bullshit shape.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't belong in that fucking can. How did they get in that can?
Yeah, they could be in a bag for all I give a shit.
It's like the Pringles Corporation had a corporate spy that went down to the Oreos headquarters, saw their can design and stole it. And now Oreos can't use it because people will think that that they're ripping off Pringles. But I really think that's how Pringles should be packaged.
Yes, I agree.
You agree. Good.
As a stocker of groceries, yeah. Those damn Oreos get banged up all the time. If they were in one of those cylinders, it'd be so cute and perfect.
Who came up with the cookie packaging? Like, what kind of moron?
Let's put it in thin plastic.
Put it in this weird plastic tray.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap that in even flimsier plastic.
Yeah.
You might as well just throw them in a bag, which I guess some companies do. Yeah. Like when you get those shitty iced animal crackers.
You're basically telling the public, like, we know you're fat fucks and you don't give a fuck if they're broken or not. You're going to eat them all. So here you go.
Yeah.
Not me, motherfucker. I want all my cookies in perfect shape.
Yeah.
If I get one crumbled cookie, I'm pissed. I'm never buying your product again.
Put them in an Oreos can.
Yeah. Protect that shit.
And, you know, it's good for crafty old women.
Yeah.
You know, people who like to make shit out of Pringles cans. Yep. Now there's a new size. Look at that.
And you remember that thing I made out of a Pringles can?
Yes.
Like my first year of college that I was fucking holy.
And you had to
shit.
Like stuff it with shit.
Yeah, because I was too small for it.
If it had been Oreo size, it would have been much easier to work with.
Oh, I would have never met Aldi.
Yep. And that damn baby never would have ruined my life. God damn you, Leland.
Jesus.
Another thing I was thinking about the other day is, you remember the movie Hook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You remember the scene where they're all pretending to eat food?
Yeah.
And Peter Pan, I can't remember, Peter Panning, whatever, whatever Robin Williams' character's name was when he didn't know he was Peter Pan yet. He's like hanging around watching them all pretend to eat food. And he's like, what are you doing? I don't understand. And then like they get him to imagine and make believe with him. And then all of a sudden there's real food.
Yeah.
Why was all of the food frosting?
I don't know.
I mean, I know they're kids, but like there was one turkey, like one like roast turkey.
They were eating an invisible turkey. Yeah.
Like one roast turkey that the fat black kid was eating all by himself. And then the rest of it was just frosting.
Yeah.
Like they just had bowls of frosting.
I don't know.
That's got to get, like, I know it's make-believe in their kids, but that's got to get old. Like, make-believe frosting for dinner every night. Like, I eat, like, 3 spoonfuls of frosting, which I don't do. But if I did, I'd, like, feel vomitous.
Yeah.
I'd feel nauseous.
I want a burger.
Yeah.
What do you want the next night? Shit.
Anything. More frosting.
No.
Come on, we're having another frosting feast. And then they're fighting. I think the reason it was mostly frosting is so they could have a food fight with it. Because frosting is good for that. It's like sticky, but it's not too runny. You know, you can get big hunks of it and throw it around.
And it was colorful. Yeah. It just reflected like kids, you know.
Yeah.
Like what kids would want. Ooh, it's pretty. It's like Superman ice cream, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very disjointed this week. I don't have a real thread here. I just have random things I've been thinking about lately.
Same here.
Like the jerk janitor at my work who's always closing the bathroom when I need to use it.
Motherfucker.
There's this janitor at my work, and I think that the janitor at my work should work when everybody else goes home.
Yeah, like that makes sense.
We have one shift, you know, and during the day.
And it's consistent.
We could have a second shift that just consists of the janitor coming in, hanging out for a while, cleaning the bathrooms, you know, taking out the trash or whatever. So then everything's reset for us the next day when we come in. I think that's the way a lot of places do it.
Yeah,
but absolutely. Our janitor comes in at the same time as I do.
What the fuck?
And so he's vacuuming in the time clock room when I try to punch in the morning.
Oh.
And he shuts down the bathroom. Like, I swear to God, it's like he knows when I'm coming. Because he goes in the bathroom to clean it and he puts one of those like wet floor kind of signs out front. But it says
don't
like,
come in.
It says like restroom closed or whatever.
Yeah.
Every time I got to take a piss, he's in there just, I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's cleaning the bathroom. And yeah.
What the fuck do you do then? Where do you pee? How many bathrooms are there?
There are 2.
Okay, well, so you go to the other one.
Huh? I could, but it's upstairs I don't usually.
You got to deal with those people.
Yeah, it's up in like the office-y area and I really don't belong up there. And I could absolutely go up and use their bathroom, but it just feels weird to me to wander up there to pee.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you got anything else you want to talk about before the break? Because I think I'm ready for a break.
Yeah, I think we should take a
break. Okay, let's take a break. Break, everybody! Mwah!
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
God damn it, we're back.
And yeah, God damn it.
I just got a Facebook message during the break from a friend of ours, and he linked me to a forum called the Guitar Praise Forum, which I guess is a Christian guitarists forum.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of stupid to begin with.
I would never imagine something like that would exist.
Like, why would he? Like,
why does that have to be Christian?
What? How does that even affect anything? whatever. Okay, Christians.
Yeah.
Cut it out. But so it's a specific thread that he linked me to. And the thread is called Evil Instruments. Actually, it's Evil Instruments with a question mark. So it's Evil Instruments?
Your thoughts?
And so the first post is a guy named Brian. And he says, I've got a question for those who play in their church's worship team. Worship team? What the fuck is that? The church's worship team? What is it, like cheerleaders? You're not on a team if you play guitar in a band. That's a band, Christians. You don't have to forego all secular wording. It's a band, not a worship team, unless there are gymnasts or like baton twirlers or something.
The word
it's
band.
Not a team.
The word band is evil.
Band sounds a lot like ban, which is negative.
Yeah.
And the devil is negative. And I'm sure I could come up with a few more bullshit steps in between there that would link the two.
Yep.
So I'm just going to stay away from the word
call
band.
Call it a team.
Yeah. There's no Satan in team, but there is in band. Anyway. Okay. I've got a question for those who play in their church's worship team. But first, I'll give you some background information. The other guitarist in the youth band at my church recently got a new guitar, a Schecter, which I might have spelled wrong, but I'm too lazy to look it up. And my cousin, who leads the band, which is a whole other complaint of mine, has told him he can't bring it to church because of the brand name. Do you think this is a valid argument? I, for one, can't see any reason why he shouldn't be able to bring and play it. And then somebody's like, that's not a valid argument because he didn't even give a reason why.
Yeah.
And then... The Brian comes back and he says, the only reason I've ever heard him give is that schecters are used a lot in non-Christian music.
Oh, no.
And he seems to think that reason alone is enough not to use them in church. So the gist of this is that the guitar is somehow evil.
Yeah.
Like that brand of guitars is somehow evil. I don't know anything about Schecter guitars. There are posts further down that explain it a little bit more.
No.
It still doesn't make sense.
There's some knowledgeable wiener that
still
knows
stupid.
All about it.
Somebody say, here we go. Somebody says, first off, I just want to say that I am on the fence with things like this. Really? You're on the fence? What's to even think about, you fucking moron? I'm on the fence about things like this. I think some brand names may be evil and may send you to hell. Like, you know, there are a lot of products in the world that are kind of iffy. You know, like if you bring them into church, you might catch fire, you might not.
Yep.
You know, I'm on the fence. I'm not really sure. He says, this is my personal opinion and my take on things. You can agree or disagree with me. It's very, very kind of you to give me that option. I think definitely, wait a minute. Just my opinion, man, but I think definitely that Schecter as a name does not make a guitar in and of itself bad. However, I decided early on not to support Schecter because of blatant names they give to guitars that perhaps uplift the enemy. Uplift the enemy.
They're rising!
For example, Hellraiser and Damien.
Ooh.
Okay, so they have evil sounding guitars.
Mm-hmm.
If someone comes up to me in church and asks, hey, what guitar is that? I wouldn't want to say, oh, it's the Schecter Damien or Hellraiser, and it's pretty sweet, LOL. It would make me feel very uncomfortable.
Then
you are a horrible faggot. There's something I've never fully understood about Christians is they're very anti-gay.
Yeah.
So why are they all faggots? Why are you all faggots? It's so contradictory. It's like everything else in your fucking religion. It's just you're all over the place contradicting yourselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, it would make me feel very uncomfortable. I don't think it will in any way, shape, or form bring glory to God. If you don't see it like that and are fine with it, that's okay. Just make sure that in all that you do, you bring glory to God. Really? In all that I do? So like when I'm doing laundry, I gotta bring glory to God? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
You better use the right detergent.
Yeah. Am I supposed to like fucking sprinkle some frankincense and myrrh in with my clothing? What am I supposed to do to bring glory to God when I'm pumping gas? Like, yeah. Or like fucking wiping my ass or taking a shower. How am I bringing glory to
things.
Like, hey, I haven't masturbated while pumping gas all week. So glory to God. Praise be to him.
God damn it.
But so, okay. So that clarifies it a little bit. They have evil names.
Yeah.
Hellraiser and Damien are evil names. If you are playing rock and roll music, if you're the kind of person who would want a guitar named Hellraiser, but you, except for the name,
yeah,
then you have no place playing Christian music.
Yeah,
Christianity has no place in rock and roll anyway. To be honest,
it doesn't.
I mean, I'm not even talking about the roots of rock and roll or anything. But rock and roll is about kind of being a badass, you know. It's about rocking out. Christians don't rock out.
No.
Christians do two things. They mellow out, and they kill people. Those are the two things that they do.
Yeah.
They don't rock out. And even when they kill people, they do it like faggots. You never see a Christian walking in slow motion away from an explosion. It's never going to happen. You might see a Christian scurrying away from an exploded abortion clinic, like tripping over their own tits because they're fucking retarded. But you'll never see one being a badass. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. On the subject of doing everything you do in the glory of God, I just picture like you're playing this guitar in church and God is up there eating pistachios or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I imagine he's eating grapes that are being fed to him by old ladies.
He's just some sad
wings.
Fuck that looks down and goes, what's he using down there? That is not in glory of me.
A Schecter? What in the name of fuck? guys, can we update the Bible? I need to put in a clause about Schechter. Can we make this the 11 commandments? Somebody climb a fucking mountain and have a conversation with me, because I need to inscribe another fucking tablet, because you assholes are playing the wrong guitar. Why don't you grab yourself a Telecaster or something, like a nice Christian boy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, a Schechter. I can't, my God. Earthquakes. It's time for a fucking earthquake. You guys have it coming. You know what you did.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's so sad.
Maybe that's what happened on the East Coast. You hear about that earthquake?
Oh, I did.
Oh, my goodness. How can you believe you? It? An earthquake happened?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Not in the East Coast.
It's so silly. I guess I probably do have more to say about this ridiculous Schechter thing, but
yeah.
This earthquake on the East Coast, like, people were so excited and freaking out. And I swear to God, I heard somebody say, I don't remember who it was now, but somebody said they felt it here.
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
One of our friends, yeah.
I don't think you did.
I could have swore I felt something. Call me crazy.
Then you're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. You didn't. And even if you did, like, it's so silly to be like, oh, fucking earthquake.
Yeah. And I think this friend even asked, like, am I alone? And of course, motherfuckers are out there like, I think, yeah, me too, man. I think I felt a little something, because I want to get in on this attention whore bullshit.
Yeah, it was weird, man. I swear I felt something.
Yeah.
I had a text on my phone right after that, so it could have been my phone vibrating. I don't know. But it was pretty hair-raising, man.
Yeah.
I got in a doorway right quick. Fucking, it's like when people in the South freak out because of snow.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we got an inch of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, I'm not saying like I'm a hardcore badass because I can handle an inch of snow.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're a giant fucking pussy because you can't handle an inch of snow. Like, I'm not fucking leaving the house today. Have you seen the ground? It's white. Yeah. a little here and there. It's melting, but fuck me. I'm not going outside.
Yeah. People here, shit, at least my friend's circle on Facebook, they get, like, everybody will remind me there's a goddamn storm outside.
Thunderstorms! Oh, shit!
What are you guys, puppies? Like, who is scared of a thunderstorm? If you are scared of thunderstorms, bury your head. Bury your head in the ground and stop breathing and just die, because it's gonna happen somehow. I could see that happening. That's just how you die.
Yeah.
Like, my head got buried in a hole that I dug in the ground, and it was an accident.
Yeah.
Because you're that fucking retarded. It's a thunder. I know, you know, if you got struck by lightning, holy shit, that's a bad break. But it also doesn't fucking happen. Like, what are you, and especially not if you're indoors. Like, you have a place to live, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Relax.
Oh my God, the sky is making sounds.
Nature, no, not again.
Are you a newborn baby?
Yeah.
Like, we have these.
In their ideal world, nothing happens as far as weather changes.
We have blizzards here that I have to go to work anyway, even though I almost can't.
Yeah.
I'm not driving on the road. I'm driving on 2 inches of snow that have been packed down into the road, and I still have to go to work, and you're afraid of a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Jesus, the thunderstorms make me sleepy. They're relaxing.
Yeah.
people buy CDs full of
that's true.
Hours-long tracks of thunderstorms.
That's
because they have insomnia.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cure. It's a cure for being too high strung.
Yeah.
Relax.
But it's just another thing. Like, the weather, my God, for people to use, to brag about, like, because of the East Coast, you know, the earthquakes that were so minor, the West Coast people are like, oh, you call that an earthquake? And there were images online, you know, like, I don't want to call them memes, but I don't know, micro memes, you know, just based on the event.
Yeah.
Like, this is your earthquake and your water fell over.
Yeah.
And this is ours. And there's a fucking bridge all in rumble, you know.
I did see one that was, I forget what it was, but it was like a couple of things fell off a counter. Like, like a cat knocked it off or whatever.
Which is funny.
Like, holy shit, an earthquake. Yeah.
But fuck those people that are like, you don't know what earthquakes are. and people in the Midwest, like further south. You don't know what tornadoes are in Michigan.
Yeah.
We're the best when it comes to...
To be fair to the people on the East Coast, they don't get earthquakes. So a lot of their buildings are old and they're just not set up to handle an earthquake.
Yeah.
But it also wasn't a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the ground split open and swallowed up the new World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was a little rumble.
People.
A little rumble, a little tickle.
Because of all the bragging, I think people really crave, like, being in some catastrophic, you know, the end of the world type setting, you know?
Well,
like
I tell you what.
In the movies, they want that. So they can brag about it. Oh, I couldn't even leave the fucking house.
Give me some rope, a can of gas, and a gun, and I can make your wildest dreams come true. Then I will make your life really rough, because that's how you like it.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm so excited. I'm under siege. Yeah, no problem.
Jesus
I can do that
Christ.
For a nominal fee.
It makes me hate Facebook, because I know when I hear a rumble outside, I'm like, oh, no, don't get on Facebook. Everybody's like, thunderstorm.
Am I the only one that's seeing the thunderstorm? No.
Run for your life.
What is the point of saying thunderstorm? Like, there are people who will just post thunderstorm.
Yep.
Derp. Good job.
Jesus. I bet your parents are proud.
Yeah. Way to name everything you see. Like, waffle iron. Yeah, me too.
It's horrible. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
So you want to do some Facebooks and Twitters kind of stuff?
Sounds good.
Okay. Let's do the Facebook first because that's easy to pull up. Let's see. Facebook. Gavin Almond says, if you woke up and you were a sexy lady, what would you do?
Oh.
I know. And we've kind of had this question before, sort of. But the question before was like, if you could be a woman for a day, what would you do? This question is, if you woke up and you were a sexy lady, what would you do? Fucking panic. Because that would be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That would completely shake the foundation of my reality because that can't
fucking... It would change everything.
I would panic. I wouldn't know what to do. I would maybe start thinking about going to a doctor, you know, or something.
Yeah. Like, where are the scientists at? Yeah, study me.
What do I
God
do? I can I? Fix I don't
me.
Think I can go to work like this. I don't think they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would. I'd have to be that sexy lady for a while before I got into the, you know, the fun stuff. Like, well, I guess I'm stuck like this for now. Yeah. Might as well check out that vagina. See what I can fit in there. Hey there, Coke can. Oh, not quite ready for that one. Come here, Oreos can.
Yeah.
Because we're living in a fantasy universe here where I woke up as a sexy lady. I'm going to just say that Oreo cans exist. Come here, Oreo can. I can kind of get that in there.
Ooh, I would start smaller. I don't know. Come here, ballpoint pen.
Really?
Yeah.
Ballpoint pen. I don't know. I would want
to. I'd be a skittish, a little frightened. I don't know.
Not me, man. Your girlfriend just pushed out a human being.
Yeah.
I can fit a fucking Oreo, a stack of Oreos in that vagina.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And who's to say the sexy lady I woke up as wasn't a slut bag?
Yeah.
Could have been. Probably was if I ended up with her body.
I'd call my female friends, invite them over. Maybe then it would be okay to compare. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I woke up as a sexy
normal?
Lady today. No big deal. Yeah. Just could you come over and like we could, you know, exchange notes, you know, like... I'll show you mine, you show me yours. No, come on, I'm not being pervy. I need to know how these things work.
Is this sexy? Look at this. Does it spread well? Too big? Too floppy?
What if you woke up as a sexy lady, but it just happened to be that you were on your period?
Oh,
how horrible.
Jesus Christ.
What a ripoff that would be.
Oh,
especially
God.
If it was one of those deals where it only lasts for like 24 hours. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm a sexy lady and I only get to be one for 24 hours and that shit's closed up.
Yeah, like, I'm in pain. What's that smell? Oh,
give me a
wet
fucking
pennies.
Break.
Yeah.
Paul Schoink says, earthquakes and hurricanes, there's no scientific explanation for them. Why is God so angry? Because you keep playing Schecter guitars. I'm telling you, you got to stop it with that shit.
Yeah.
Pick up an Ibanez.
There's no scientific explanation.
No,
Jesus
there
Christ.
Isn't. How... Earth, the whole earth is shaking. What are you? That's not science.
Where's that coming from?
That's magic. Plate tectonics. Fuck off.
We've been bad.
Yes. Yeah, we've been bad.
Yeah, God's pissed.
John made a huge comment that's kind of crazy. He says, isn't that Polish bird, the white one on the red background, awesome? I don't know. I don't know. Is that what their flag looks like? I don't know.
Maybe.
Why don't British people have a bird? They do. They have lots of birds. Sexy ladies.
Yeah.
Huh? Tying it back in with Gavin's comment. Are they too refined for that? What's with the tea? They put milk in it, right? Isn't being British a slippery slope to decadence and debauchery? Don't you have listeners who could attest to that?
Who's to say milk isn't, you know, a luxury?
Cows. and then That's Gavin true. Says he can confirm, or he can affirm, every claim this fine gentleman has made. So, good. So it's true that being British is a slippery slope towards decadence and debauchery. How about them Twitters, huh?
Sounds good.
I'm Kilo says, glad to hear you guys patched up everything and back on the mics. Listeners demand an on-air hug.
Jesus.
And to that I say, fuck your on-air hug, because there's a fucking table between us.
Yeah.
And it would be very awkward and difficult to do. How about an on-air handshake?
All right.
We'll make it a lefty handshake to make it special.
Kind of feels more intimate left that way.
Oh, your hands are really soft.
Oh, God damn it. Thanks a lot.
Is that the baby?
Yeah, the baby lotion rubbing off on me.
Mm-hmm.
I just lotion that thing every day.
Baby shit is good for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm Kilo says, what all podcasts do you guys listen to? He says he can't think of a better question, but he wants to contribute. Don't worry about not being able to think of a better question. I am glad that you contributed. Yeah, it happens a lot. Happens to the best of them and the worst of them. Happens more often to the worst of them. But yeah, what podcasts do we listen to? Do you listen to any?
I don't.
Okay.
Just this one, because it's the only one.
It is the only show on the internet. Yeah. However, I do listen to other podcasts. I listen to 8 hours worth of podcasts a day, so I listen to a lot of them. And a lot of them, you know, some of them are better than others, but I end up listening to some of the ones that aren't so great, too, because I need to fill all that time.
Yeah.
Because I listen to podcasts at work. I listen to Red Bar Radio, which I mentioned a few times before.
I've given that a shot and didn't like it.
Really?
I didn't. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Motherfuckers think they're so funny. You get a bunch of comedians in a room and nobody can...
They're all
fighting over who's going to speak first because they're all so funny.
Do you know what episode you happen to listen to? Was it a recent one?
Oh, man. Or? This was way back, over a year ago.
Oh, so God. I'm sorry.
And I shouldn't judge, you know, based on that. But I feel it rubbed me the wrong way right away.
I've shown you some of the, like, animations and stuff people have made.
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's one. Yeah. Now, hold on. This is weird for me to do playing some other podcast content, but I got to sell you on this fucking thing.
You've played some clips and I've laughed, but it's like, yeah, that's got to happen a lot more often for me to be into it.
Okay. This is an animation that was made to a clip from the show.
Yeah.
But the animation isn't really important. The clip is what I think is funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what do you want to do today?
I don't know. I was thinking about playing stickball, maybe.
Stickball's so lame. What about kickball?
Kickball? That sounds great.
Really?
No.
I was testing you.
Oh.
Let's go get some candy from the store.
What was that?
That's me, Mr. Crow, everybody.
Mr. Crow, how'd you get up in that tree?
Oh, I was just up here. I flew up here eating my delicious body.
Oh, that's amazing. Can we have some?
I don't know.
I want to taste your delicious body.
Can you smell it from here?
No.
Oh, you should. You should second guess whether or not you want some of it.
Maybe you should come down from the tree.
Maybe I'll stay up here and just whip little niblets at you. Open those mouths.
Whip little niblets. Oh, they're horrible.
They taste like shit.
They're terrible.
And the moral of the story is don't believe what a crow told you.
We hate them.
I hate them.
That's amazing. I love that. There's a little bit of context missing there.
Yeah.
In that they were talking about this candy called crows. That look kind of like, they're kind of like gumdrops.
Yeah.
But they're all
they're
black.
Shaped like crows.
And they taste like shit. No, they're shaped like gumdrops. That's why I said they're kind of like gumdrops.
Okay, okay.
but they taste like shit and they're all black and they're called crows.
Okay.
So that's what they were talking about that got them on that tangent. But really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sorry, man.
Really?
Am I alone listening?
You are kicked off the podcast.
Jesus.
Oh, man, I take back any nice things I've ever said about you.
Maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know. I listen to that and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, man. How can you? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I also listen to...
I forgive them. They're drunk, so...
Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
But
no
what
need,
else?
No need to talk. No need to kick them when they're down,
okay.
Orion.
All right.
That's the podcast I was talking about that's currently down.
Yeah.
So no need to be a jerk. Come
what
on.
Else? Do
be
you
nice
to?
Like me. Follow my example.
Yeah.
I'm a very nice man. No. Okay. So what else do I listen to? I listen to the Joe Rogan Experience, which regularly infuriates me. Because I love Joe Rogan as a comedian. I think he's hilarious. And I like a lot of the things he has to say. But whenever they start talking about drugs, and I have no problem with his drug use either. When he talks about weed or when he talks about doing psychedelics, I have no problem with the fact that he's doing those things. What annoys the shit out of me is that he really seems to think that it's magic.
Yeah.
That like he talks about doing psychedelics and going to another dimension.
Oh, Jesus.
He talks about being connected to another reality and how, you know, like maybe psychedelic drugs are responsible for the evolution of mankind, man, because they got us to expand our minds and shit.
Jesus.
Dude, no, it's fucking up. It's fucking up the chemicals in your brain. That's what it's doing and making weird shit happen that's not supposed to happen. That's what it's doing. I have no problem with you doing it, but you just... There's a scientific explanation for why you're seeing crazy shit when you do that. You're not going to some place outside of our universe and being met by aliens who just want to help you out with your life's problems.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Like, you're so special.
I'm glad you had such a positive experience, but Jesus Christ, it drives me crazy. And he has this guy named Duncan Trussell on fairly regularly, and he's another comedian, and he's worse.
Oh, no.
He believes all kinds of nutty bullshit about, like, aliens and conspiracy theory shit.
One of those.
Same shit about drugs and stuff. Ugh, just stop it with your craziness. So that stuff drives me crazy. What else do I listen to? I occasionally listen to Nobody Likes Onions, which is another podcast. It's kind of like Red Bar.
Mm.
I used to listen to Keith and the Girl, which is a pretty big podcast, but... I don't know. It just kind of got old to me after a while.
They do one every day, right?
Yeah.
They got to run out of shit to talk about.
It's not that they... I don't know. They just kind of annoy me sometimes.
Yeah.
They put on a good show, but it just kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes, so I don't really listen to it much
I listen
anymore.
To that one, and that one, I don't know, because they're so big and they sell merchandise and all that shit, and they do a show a day and they're making a living off it, it just came across like they feel like they can get away with being unfunny and do stupid shit that nobody gives a fuck about. Because, hey, we're the biggest podcast. You don't let us go somewhere else. We got tons of fans.
I don't know about that. I mean, we do
like,
a lot
oh,
of
really?
Funny
well,
shit
fuck off.
That
well, yeah.
nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about Oreos and how they belong in
and
a different
Hook.
Kind of packaging.
You know that movie, Hook? Yeah, that Peter Pan, that bastard.
And then we sung a lit song.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure this is stupid shit that nobody gives a shit about, but, you know, whatever. What else do I listen to? I listen to a podcast called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which is all about rational thinking and skepticism and the scientific method and that kind of stuff.
Doesn't that occasionally cross paths with bullshit as well, though?
It crosses paths with bullshit, but then it debunks the fuck out of it.
Okay. Like they don't they get into some shit where you're like, what are you talking about?
No, not really.
No, it's all good.
It's all about being a logical fucking human being.
Okay, that's what I
so
figured.
It's,
but
yeah, it doesn't. It bothered my dad when I told him to listen to it.
Yeah,
because he was annoyed that they were admitting that they didn't know certain things.
Yeah. So what kind of expert are you?
Because apparently my dad is only ever interested in listening to people talk if they know 100% about. Everything.
Yeah.
And whatever. Let's see. What else do I listen to? I feel like, because there are so many. I listen to a podcast called The Greatest Movie Ever Podcast, which is they do movie reviews.
Good movie reviews?
It's
humorous.
A lot of times they are bad movies, and that's kind of the point.
I see. Yeah.
He used to do sometimes he'd do the greatest movie ever, sometimes he'd do the worst movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're all the greatest movie ever because it either is the greatest movie ever, like it's a good movie, or it's bad and that's what makes it the greatest movie. You know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
God, there are tons. I listen to Podtoid.
Podtoid.
Which is a Destructoid podcast.
Okay.
That was gone for a while, but it's back now. I listen to that. It's a gaming podcast. Well, it's ostensibly a gaming podcast. Most of the time they talk about retards and murder and things like that and sexual assault. I also listen to the Electric Hydra podcast.
What's that?
Which is, it's kind of a spinoff of the old Podtoid. It has a lot of people on it that used to be on Podtoid before it took a break. So it's another gaming podcast primarily. God, there are more. I'm just not thinking of them right now. But that's a lot of them right there.
That's quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of the podcasts I listen to. What else is going on? Let's see. Gavin says, how would a pendulum behave on the moon?
Jesus.
Badly.
It would not behave.
It would not like it up there. Because there's no fucking air. What's a pendulum supposed to breathe?
Yeah.
He'd get all blue in the face. He'd be running around going, hey, let's get some fucking air up here.
Yeah.
How would a pendulum behave on the moon? I'm not sure if like there's a joke here I'm not getting, but basically it would go slow.
Yeah, slow.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And then I'm Kilo says, what's an alt nudie mag? And then he links to a Twitter post from somebody saying like, oh, I'm so excited that I was put in this alt nudie mag. Mm. So it's an alternative nudie mag. What is an alt nudie mag? I don't know. I've never seen one. Like if you're talking about an actual physical like paper magazine.
Yeah.
But it's basically like the suicide girls.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
These fucking girls. These fucking girls. People love the suicide girls, and that's because they are stupid.
Yeah. Everybody I know that likes that. I don't like to begin with.
I know.
And I'm like, now I get it.
They're terrible people.
Thanks for letting me know right away.
The suicide girls are like three hot girls and like 1,000 ugly girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they get tattoos and piercings and dye their hair weird colors and go out of their way to stay as pale as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear weird glasses and then they show their breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And their breasts are kind of gross because they're veiny and extra pink looking.
Yeah, because they're pale.
And a lot of them are just kind of weird looking. There's this weird like kind of gothy alternative look that certain girls have that's just kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have anything against piercings in principle or tattoos. I think tattoos can be kind of hot if done right. But these girls, like there's more to it than that. Like somehow they're just gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's
you,
just,
you look at them and then you're like, oh, I couldn't populate the earth with that.
Yeah. It's girls who aren't hot enough for regular porn, but they accessorize enough to be hot enough for weirdos.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. That's what an alt nudie mag is.
I see.
So that's it for the Facebook and the Twitter. We did get some. I just accidentally opened a Super Nintendo emulator. Way to go.
Way to go, Kyle.
Genius.
What are we playing next?
Nothing. We did get some voicemails, but they're a little on the odd side.
Oh, no.
You know that Miss Nick?
Oh, she's, I was going to say.
Nothing but troubles. Let me see. Okay.
Something funny happened. Ask me next week.
Something funny happened. Ask me next week.
God damn it. Miss Nick. Jesus Christ.
Miss Nick, what is happening?
You don't know how this works.
Have you been replaced with a robot? You've been acting very strange lately. Like some kind of Miss Nick robot that's not quite programmed right. Okay, so something funny happened. Ask me next week.
Yeah, I can't remember what the thing was. But yarn bombing. Find it quite interesting.
Okay, she can't remember what the thing was. It's not next week yet. I didn't even get a chance to ask, but she can't remember what the thing was. So I guess it was good. But then she mentioned something, and this was another situation where I couldn't understand what the fuck she said.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted on the Facebook. I was like, what bombing? Yarn bombing? What are you talking about? And she said it's yarn bombing. Mm. So I looked up yarn bombing. And what yarn bombing is it's sort of hard to describe. Basically, people take yarn and like knit or crochet a lot of crazy shit and then hang it on things in public.
Jesus.
Like
Christ.
They'll crochet a weird sleeve and put it on a tree.
Okay.
Or like crochet a giant car cover and throw it on a car. You know, just
that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's kind of like graffiti.
Yeah.
But with yarn. It's like graffiti for old ladies.
Yeah. graffiti in general, like it can be cool, but most of the time if I see it, I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. I don't really take notice of most graffiti, but yeah. it's like if somebody saw some graffiti and they were like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like it a lot more if it was a lot less subversive and badass.
Yeah.
Like if we could just make that, like if we could just take the coolness knob and turn it down like a lot.
Yeah.
I'm in. How can we do this? I know. Yarn. We'll combine vandalism with a social activity enjoyed by old ladies.
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't know. I don't get it. It's weird. I'm looking at...
I'd be impressed if they got like a whole sweater on a tree. That would be funny.
What it looks like to me is like a cat lady exploded like in a neighbor. Like she's just walking down the street and she hit a landmine and little bits of her outfit splat. Because I'm looking at these pictures on Wikipedia and there's one of a tree with a knitted thing on it, kind of like a sock or a leg warmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one of like another tree with what looks like somebody, it looks like somebody threw a scarf at the tree and it stuck.
That's retarded.
Here's another one. I can't even tell what this is. It's just shit hanging.
Oh, that pisses me off. I just picture like certain types of people making this, throwing it on a tree and go, get it? Because if you don't, like, you're not cool.
I think this could be sort of cool if it was done on a more...
If it was done right?
Epic scale or something. But what everything I'm seeing in the examples on Wikipedia are just like half-assed, like if you handed somebody a can of spray paint and said, go do some graffiti.
Yeah.
And they ran up to a brick wall deep in an alleyway and sprayed a little dot and then ran off laughing like crazy because it was the most exhilarating moment of their lives. That's what this looks like. Like it looks like somebody came by, you know, looking around all nervous like...
I believe it.
With some yarn in their pocket, like that they'd already knitted from home. And they slowly walk backwards towards a handrail to the subway. And then they quickly slip it over the handrail and run away with a stupid grin on their face, like,
look at me. You'll never believe what I did this weekend. Ooh.
I'm tweeting this. Ooh.
No, they wouldn't dare tweet it because then they'll be found out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Batman is going to be after him. They're a fucking supervillain.
The Batman.
Yeah. Stick it to the man, old ladies. And the saddest thing about it is I'm sure it's not old ladies.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's primarily like 23-ish girls.
Plus, yeah. Like, 23 plus.
Yeah, like kind of chubby girls who like to sell things on Etsy.com.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, them. They're knitting things and putting them on things.
It's become a thing, I swear.
Or either that
chicks,
or crazy hippie chicks who personify everything. Because a lot of these are on trees. I could see some crazy hippie knitting a scarf and going, oh, tree, you look cold. Oh, man, tree.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm so sorry about the way the world has treated you. You had to grow up here in the middle of the street out of this little, you know, grate in the sidewalk. You should be in a forest with your brothers. I can't help you that way, tree, but I can give you a scarf.
Yeah.
You are my brother, my in nature.
Brothers and
we
sisters.
We are one.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of psychedelics. I may have fried my brain.
God damn it. You got to stop.
So that's yarn bombing.
Yarn bombing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I want to kick those people in the face.
Yeah. So you want to hear a news story?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think we might have one more
voicemail.
I can't recall
you
for sure.
You always forget them.
I know. Actually, we might have a few more voicemails. I'm
Jesus
so
Christ,
forgetful.
Kyle.
Oh, look
Nobody's
going to
leave them now. They'll be like, God. Kyle will just forget.
Oh, they're... Let's see what they are.
Well, I just listened to the podcast, and I've been a big fan at least a week ago. I listened to about maybe 20 episodes.
Speak up.
guys are great. But whatever, man. You guys are great. Hope I can hear this next episode. That's what's up.
That guy was knitting something to go yard bombing as we speak.
Yeah.
As he spoke, yeah.
I'm not sure what that... Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I love you too.
20 episodes. That's quite a bit.
You're I'm also impressed. Great.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that was.
Nah. It fucking took me a long time to get your voicemail. It took me a lot of dials. Why the fuck is your shit so hard, man? Most times... Oh, you just dialed the wrong number. Shit. I'm fucked up, and I'm just calling the most badass fucking podcast that I call. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I think.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dog.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
What crazy voice in his head told him he dialed the wrong number?
Dialed the wrong number.
I think he did. I think he was trying to call us and he kept dialing the wrong number. And
it took him. That's why it took him a long time.
Yeah, that's why it took him so long.
Oh, I thought he was complaining about the intro, like the outgoing voice message. Jesus.
I keep hanging up because you keep saying things about cupcakes, and I thought cupcakes, that must be the wrong number.
Well, I guess if you're fucked up, you know, if you're high, that
do you know who
last.
This is? I don't I recognize no this voice. I'm not sure if I know this person or not.
I have no idea.
Shit. I'd rather do, would you fuck Nicole Kidman or Jennifer Aniston right now? Hard. Nicole Kidman, fucking fine, man. Jennifer Aniston, as she gets older, gets better. So I would leave that question up to you.
Okay.
And we'll see what's happening.
Thanks, buddy.
Man, he's fucked up.
Okay.
Man, he's
fucked up. That's the last one. So, right.
Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman or Jennifer Aniston. Aniston now.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. You want to go first?
Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Oh, man. She just has that, like, nobody can get me look.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Challenge accepted. Oh.
I got to go Aniston.
Really?
Yeah. If he had asked me this same question, like, 15 years ago, It probably would have been Nicole Kidman. But now I think Aniston, Aniston's looking
she
good.
She was hot in, what was that movie? The Others?
The Others. I don't know.
She was fully clothed.
Oh,
it was
Nicole
like,
Kidman.
Yeah.
Okay. Aniston was in, what was that movie? Something
so many.
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Recently. I saw that movie.
I haven't.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
I got a semi and
wait a minute, like a semi boner or like the size of a semi?
Both.
Okay. I see how it goes.
I was half flaccid, but it was the size of a goddamn truck.
Oh my God.
I should probably get that looked at. But, but Nicole Kidman, like I used to think Nicole Kidman was gorgeous. I used to think she was one of the most beautiful ladies in the world, but I've seen some more recent pictures.
Oh no, that's what always ruins it.
She still looks okay. There are a lot of women who look better in motion than they do in still pictures.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of pictures of Nicole Kidman more recently, and she looks like a, I don't know, like a ventriloquist dummy or something.
Oh,
like
no.
Some, she's like, she's been lacquered.
Oh,
like
Jesus.
She's shiny and tight. And it just, it looks like, you know, I don't usually use terminology like this because I think most people who do most of the time are just being dicks, but she looks like plastic.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's had surgery or she's just getting tight with old age. But
maybe.
She just looks tight.
I love that some people look better in motion. That'd be a
I think that's true.
A weird thing to say to some girl. Yeah, I like you, but these photos, I don't know, you look better in motion.
I think that's true of people.
Understandably.
Yeah. So I would fuck Jennifer Aniston.
I would fuck Nicole Kidman.
Jesus Christ. You really are going to get yourself kicked off this podcast.
Jesus.
You disagree with everything good. Ugh.
Oof.
Ugh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ugh. Okay. So you want to hear that news story?
Yes.
I was going to tell you about. It's pretty good. If I can find it. Okay. Thirsty boy stuck in chimney trying to get drink.
Oh no.
Sounds like I made it up, but I didn't. West Valley City, Utah.
Utah! I knew it!
An 8-year-old boy, desperate for a drink, tried to get into a neighbor's home by sliding down the chimney. but got stuck for more than 4 hours, authorities said.
Oh, no.
I almost feel like I don't even need to go on. Just leave him there.
Yeah.
The
universe telling us something.
Yes, exactly. That is a signal. This one wasn't meant to live.
Oh, I was so thirsty.
It just wasn't meant to be. You know what? I could really go for a drink. Where would be the best place to get a drink? I know. A fucking chimney. I know he's only 8, but Jesus Christ, that's old enough not to be completely fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, West Valley City Police Sergeant Robert Hamilton said the thirsty boy climbed a tree to get onto the home's roof, then slid down the chimney feet first on Friday. The boy made it 30 feet down the chimney before he became wedged between the basement and the main floor. Hamilton said the boy, who lives several blocks away, recently had been in the house for a play date with a grandchild visiting the family who lives there. The family, who had gone out to dinner, returned home to hear a boy crying in the chimney. Hamilton told the Salt Lake Tribune and Deseret News. I was haunted by the fact that we had this child in our chimney, said the homeowner, Richard Draper. You were not haunted by the fact that you had a child in your chimney. If you had left him there, like I suggested, then you would have been haunted by the fact that you had a child in your chimney, because he would have died, yes, and he would have haunted your chimney.
And all would be better, yes.
Because of the narrowness of the chimney, as well as its twists and turns, what kind of
chimney is this?
Yeah, what kind of fucking chimney? Is this a Dr. Seuss chimney? What do you mean twists and turns? It's just supposed to go straight up to let the smoke out.
Yeah.
Twists and turns? Is it a fucking maze? Because of the twists and turns, rescuers could not pull out the child with a rope, Hamilton said. They cut an 8x5 foot hole in the wall to free the boy, who escaped with little more than scrapes and bruises. The boy was surprisingly very calm on scene. His only worry was that he was still thirsty when we got there.
Thank you.
Kill him.
Thank you, fireman. But I'm still a bit thirsty.
You know what they should have. The boy was able to move his arm, so rescuers dropped water to him. I hope you dropped it on him.
Jesus.
What you should have done. Here's what you should have done.
Yeah.
You should have tried to help him. You know, cut a hole in the wall,
yeah,
get him out of there, give him his water,
mm-hmm,
and then as soon as you get him out, shoot him in the head. And then turn to his parents and say, don't make any more of those. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't you fucking do it.
I have one better. I'd be like, little boy, are you okay?
Oh, I'm just really thirsty.
I'd be like, oh yeah, well I'm cold. I'm lighting a fire, you asshole.
Yeah, smoke him out.
Yeah.
That's how you get him out of there. You smoke him out. He's faking. He's not stuck. He's just too lazy to go back up.
Yeah.
Light a fire under his ass. He'll get out of there.
God, it's one thing. You know, everybody does stupid shit.
Yeah.
But when you go to great lengths to do stupid shit,
it's so crazy.
You should be shot.
Yeah, it's
put out of your misery.
It would be one thing if, and this would still be stupid as fuck, but if like that family had a doggy door,
yeah,
and the kid tried to go through the doggy door
yeah,
to get into their house to get a drink. First of all, they're, what are you doing there? You're 8 years old. You live several blocks away. How did you get there?
Yeah.
Kill your parents too. Kill his parents and him. Just end them all. They're probably all fucking retarded. Anyway, so first of all, what are you doing there? But if you was trying to go through the doggy door, that'd be one thing. You get stuck, you know?
Yeah.
It's somewhat reasonable, mm-hmm, at least in relative terms.
Mm-hmm.
He climbed a tree to get onto the roof to go down the chimney. That's not even... I can't even follow that logic.
I know. Go home, man. Yeah. There's water at home.
What do you think he was doing before he got thirsty?
Yeah,
I imagine
know.
This fucking retard was sitting on his own porch and got thirsty. And he was like, I know there's... I was at that one house. They had water.
Yeah.
And I think they had a chimney.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a way in, right? Cool way in.
Yeah, I guess. What a dumbass. Just what a fucking stupid. See, this is what I'm talking about when I say that the majority of people are stupid.
Yeah.
I think there are people who hear me say that and they think I'm being some kind of weird, arrogant elitist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. It's just a sad fact that most people don't have working brains.
And they were the fastest swimmers. Man, no.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh, it's like, ooh, here's this miracle.
I wonder how many times this retard's family had to try. You know
sorry.
What I mean?
I'm sorry.
Before they made their pathetic little miracle.
God damn.
See, if babies are miracles,
yeah.
Then God is a piece of shit. God is a half-assed magician.
Yeah.
He's a scam artist.
Ta-da.
Have
that didn't go
here,
very
have
well.
A miracle. It's broken, but whatever.
Whatever.
I do my best. I'm just God. Fucking
me.
Miracle. My
can't
ass.
Breathe. Can't breathe.
My ass.
Jesus. Oh, God.
All right.
Okay. I don't have a lot else to talk about, but I did want to mention, I don't have a lot to say about it, but I did want to mention one thing. Do you remember the story we talked about a long time ago about a teacher who was talking in school about religion and how bullshit it was?
Yeah.
And then one of his students was suing him.
Oh, yeah.
And he won the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this fucking faggot?
I do.
I remember I was talking earlier about why do Christians hate gays so much if they're all such fucking faggots?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Let me refresh your memory.
Well, it was just plain shocking that someone I'm supposed to have so much respect for, my teacher, would have such a clear agenda to bash Christianity, which happened to be my religion.
Okay, we've got yet another example. In fact, we've got dozens and dozens, but we highlighted a couple. Here is another where your professor is talking about the presence or lack thereof of God. He says, quote, Aristotle was a physicist, he said, no movement with the movers, and he argued that there sort of has to be a God. Of course, that's nonsense. This is the teacher. I mean, that's what you call deductive reasoning, and you hear it all the time with people who say, well, if all of this makes sense, makes up the universe is here, something must have created it. Faulty logic, very faulty logic. Chad, this is a European history professor. What place does it have in your classroom?
It has no place in the classroom. He talk about European history and just add his little snippets in and out, just his little comments, his rude comments about Christianity and God. So it was just, it had no place in the classroom.
Robert,
I hate his voice.
I know.
I wouldn't have played that much of it, but I wanted to hear more of his stupid voice. Anyway, he won the lawsuit, and that was the last we'd heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard some more about it the other day.
Yeah.
It was overturned.
Oh, zing.
Take that, faggots.
Yeah.
The teacher's fine.
That's great.
The decision
still has
was overturned.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up because I was happy to hear it.
That is.
I don't have anything much to say about it. I just... Chad, what a fucking name.
Chad.
Yeah.
Chad.
Sorry.
Oh.
I just don't think my religion like that.
Okay.
My brain is high on being spoiled.
Yeah. And he has this whole like Christian look about him. He's got this.
They have that look.
His fucking hair. it's just this weird curly hair that just makes me want to hit him.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it just looks like if I hit him,
yeah,
the hair would bounce in a very satisfying way, you know,
yeah.
Like it's just, it's so inviting, you know, it's like if I was super tired and there was just a gorgeous feather bed in front of me, that's what it's like. It's like, I want to hit something and that is just the perfect thing to hit right there.
Oh man.
I just imagine his head bobbling around, you know, and that hair bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chad. Jesus Christ. Okay. Chad is the sound it would make. The sound of like, if I was 1960s Batman.
Yeah. And you hit the kid upside the head.
Yeah, hitting the kid upside the head, you'd see
Chad.
one of those like sharp, you know, noise effect bubbles that just says, Chad.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess that's it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you ready to call it quits?
I am.
I'm ready to call it quits. We've had a very eventful evening here. So as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Call us up wasted. Ask us who we'd rather fuck.
Yeah.
I would actually love it if next week I had just a shit ton of voicemails from different people giving us two people and asking us which one we'd rather fuck.
I'm looking forward to more voicemails from this guy.
I want to know if I know who this guy is.
Yeah.
But anyway, lost my train of thought. Oh, forums. Yeah. Check out the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. It's a good place to be. Lots of, not much happens there actually, but it's still a good place to be. Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And of course, as always, you can donate.
Yes.
Especially because I'm slowly sinking below water. I mean, normally, you know, I would only spend the money on things that directly relate to the show. But right now, I got bills, dog.
Yeah.
I don't need to start sucking dick.
Bills aren't paid. No show. Yeah.
Exactly. It's still related.
Yeah.
I got to pay the internet bill or I can't upload this shit.
Yeah.
So hook a brother up.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it. I only have one more thing to say, and that is...
I love kissing boys, and you love that as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Kyle. Okay, that should do it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. The witch will eat all of your unlimited cupcakes.
Orion mentioned to me before the show today that he was thinking about trying a new outro phrase. I think you're going to have to work on that one.
Okay.
So I will check you next week.
Okay. Words.